All right, we're here with JB. Dude, you gotta be ecstatic. I know we talked earlier in the season. You told me that you really wanted to get a win, and dude, you got it done today.
Yeah, I just wanted a moto win. Like, that's all I really was asking for, and got a double moto win today overall. So, yeah, it's exciting. We've worked really, really hard for this, and it's like not much more we can ask for to end the year out on a 1-1 finish. It's awesome for me. I think Factory Yamaha itself hasn't had an overall win since 2007 with Grant Langston, so I mean, it's all wins all around for us.
Definitely did it in the not so easiest conditions.
That's what I said. I did it in the hardest conditions, and like, I don't know, it was easy for me. Like, not easy, but like, come easier for me than easier tracks, which is crazy. I said, yeah, I didn't make it easy for myself, but this is a good place to do it. Not bad.
You made it look easy, except for maybe those last
few
two laps.
Few laps, it was difficult, but all in all, yeah, it was a fun day, and happy.
Dude, how much did the track change throughout the day, dude? That first practice was crazy, and then obviously second, or the first moto and second moto, definitely it seemed like it changed every single time that you were out there.
Yeah, for sure. The groove changed a lot. Second moto, it had a really good groove, like, in the track, just one main line. So, like, I knew I had to get a good start today and made that happen. But, yeah, from the first practice to the last lap of the race, the track really came around, and they did a good job working. But each time we rode on it, it got better as well. So, yeah, it was a hell of a day.
Crazy day, I guess, for all the donations, guys. I mean, you got some momentum going.
Eli
won
consistent.
His championship, and then
AP won his class. I won my class. It's like, we're definitely sending the best team. I mean, that's fact. No one can second guess, the team we're sending there. So it's going to be good. We're definitely going there to try to win. That's the plan.
I don't know if anybody's probably as excited as you are, I guess, to be representing it, but dude, how forward are you looking to Red Bud in October?
It's going to be fucking crazy. I mean, it's going to be out of control. I mean, the fans are going to be, through the roof, but yeah, I'm really excited. I haven't been there in a few years, Motocross Nations, and I've always done really well at that race, and this year I really think it's a solid team. And in years past, we just always had something kind of come up, or a rider kind of didn't make it happen. So I think this year is the year we need to do it.
So what's the plan for the off season? Obviously, the next month or so, you still got to kind of stay focused.
Yeah,
do you have anything fun planned?
Yeah, I'm going back to my fiance's house in England for 2 weeks, and then I head straight to California to start testing Motocross Nation stuff, Supercross for Monster Cup. So yeah, I get a little break. But I'm still going to train and stuff like that. Just take 2 weeks off the dirt bike, which would be nice.
You guys going to do some sightseeing? Or
No, just kind of – we got a lot of wedding stuff to do over there before our wedding coming up. And, yeah, there's lots of little things to do. Lots of people getting married over there as well, friends. And, yeah, it's cool. Now I have a lot of friends over there in England as well. So it's like a whole nother life over there. It's pretty fun. I like it.
I mean, if they didn't know you already from, being Justin Barsha, the pro motocross racer, now you got even more connections.
No, it's great. I mean, it's awesome. And the people are really cool in England, really nice folks. So it's cool to go over there and have a break and then back to reality.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations on the day. We're stoked for you.
Appreciate it.
Good luck here in the next month or so.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.